calling all detectives.
It's great to find a pearl in an oyster, but it's a little peculiar when the pearl comes already pierced. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Sometimes a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, works for a man and never knows what's eating him. I walked into Hamburger Heaven, a restaurant owned by my friend, the ex-burglar, Louie.
Mandy, please put down that cleaver!
I dashed into the kitchen just in time to see a panicky Louie and another man back away from a third fellow with a chef's cap on his head and a wicked-looking cleaver in his hand.
Okay, wise guy, you're gonna cheat me and Louie again. You're gonna bring me stuff that ain't great, eh?
Hey, what's this all about? Who are these two guys, Louie? Louie pointed at the chef.
That's Mandy, my new short order cook.
Short temper, you mean? Look, mister, I'm just as much in the dark about all this as you are. All I know is I wait for Scranton Airlines, I make a delivery here, and what do I get? I hit in the head. Well, he would have if you hadn't come in.
That's his story. I tell Louis, the boss, maybe we ought to save stuff like lobster burgers, you know, to get the class trade. So Louis, he says, go ahead. So I do. I order lobsters and oysters flown in. So what do I get? Oysters with stones in them. Look!
He cracked open an oyster. I looked, and then I blinked. Boys, these stones are pearls, and this one is already pierced for stringing. When Louis's new short order cook received an air shipment of seafood, he discovered pearls in the oysters, and the pearls were already pierced. The delivery man left, gladly, and I sat down for a heart-to-heart talk with Louis and his new employee, Mandy. Mandy, I've got news for you, and for you too, Louis. Oysters make pearls. But these oysters never made these pearls because they're not obliging enough to make them already pierced for stringing. You'd better let me look into this. I drove to Jonathan Elby's shop, watched old Jonathan put a jeweler's loop to his eye.
Valuable. Extremely valuable. A match string of such pearls would bring a minimum of $20,000.
I made a fast phone call to Hamburger Heaven, told Louis to gather up all the pearls and to meet me at police headquarters. But when he got there...
These sure are a fortune. But we haven't had a pearl theft report in the past year. And never one of pearls this valuable.
Well, how's about asking out in the East Coast, Dawson, where the oysters came from? We asked them, all right. Put the message on teletype, got swift answers, and they were all no. But late that night, I got a long-distance call from Boston. Yeah, this is Jerry Browning. You're what with the Commonwealth Insurance Corporation? Claim adjuster? Well, yes, Mr. Medwick, I'm listening. Sure, I'll catch the first plane out. The next morning, I was in Medwick's office about two blocks away from Boston Common.
I called you as soon as we got the routine report from our police department, Mr. Browning. 5 years ago, Mrs. Clarice Vanderwater of the Back Bay Vanderwaters reported the loss or theft of a string of matched pearls worth well over $20,000.
You paid the claim?
Naturally. But frankly, I've never been satisfied about it. One of those things you can't prove, so you pay off and take a licking.
He fingered the pearls.
Browning, I'm reasonably sure these are the Vanderwater pearls.
I went calling on Mrs. Vanderwater. Isn't it true that 5 years ago when you lost the pearls, you were badly off, and the insurance money came just at the right time? The pleasant-faced woman looked at me helplessly, explained that at the time of the theft, her husband was in South America, or he subsequently died. Without life insurance, the pearls had been her only asset. Their cash value had certainly helped. She admitted that much freely, but insisted that she knew nothing of how the pearls had been stolen or by whom. Okay, how about your servants? Can you give me a list of the people working for you at the time your husband died?
Mrs. Vanderwater gave me the list, and we let it go at that for the time being.
Mm-hmm. worked for 2 days on the list. Got nowhere. There were 4 servants. 2 of them had left town for parts unknown. The other 2 were still servants and denied any knowledge of the pearls. So then I went to the airline that delivered the seafood to Hamburger Heaven.
Oysters, gorillas, pickled eels. We carry anything for anybody who'll pay the freight. Listen, mister. We're too busy trying to make a living to waste time putting pearls into oysters. Do me a favor. Go bother somebody else.
Okay. So I bothered somebody else. At the Brampton Seafood Market from where Louis' seafood was shipped.
Why, yes, Mr. Browning. I suppose an oyster could be anesthetized, pearls inserted. The oyster closed up again.
I nodded. That's what I thought, Mr. Brampton. That's an odd scar on your wrist. The only other one I ever saw like it was made by a bolo knife. Have you ever been in South America? Brampton looked puzzled, stared at the scar.
I don't know how I got that scar, Mr. Browning. I always had it, I guess. Miss, for South America, I've never been there. I think.
I glanced up from his hand to his eyes. They looked puzzled and hurt. Mr. Brampton, I'd like you to take a chance and trust me. There's a period of your life you can't remember, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Thanks. Now trust me a little more. I want you to visit somebody with me. It was a very touching reunion. Mrs. Vanderwater and her presumably dead husband, who'd been living in the same city all these years. He'd been hurt in a street fight in South America, taken to a small hospital, recovered, but shocked out of his memory. Yet some instinct drew him back to the city of his origin. You'd be surprised at how often that happens with amnesia cases. As for the pearls, he'd taken them with him on the trip, meaning to sell them if a business opportunity presented itself, and he'd kept them all these years. But why did you try to get rid of the pearls?
I was sure I'd stolen them someplace, and I wanted to be rid of the things.
The insurance company was so glad to get the pearls that it not only didn't prosecute, but paid me a fine fee as well. And as for Louis...
Gosh, thanks for the fish tank, Jay. This'll keep them lobsters and esters happy. And maybe Mandy won't go around beating up the delivery guys no more, huh, Mandy?
The tank probably leaks.
And that was that. Like I said, sometimes when a case smells fishy, the thing that's odorous may just possibly really be fish.